Thank you. That is Space Commercial by Eddie Harris. For my money, the best song ever written. Before that, Out of My Head, Shuggie Otis. And I think before that was a Stereolab track, Flower Called Nowhere. Yeah, off of Dots and Loops, classic album. Cool. All right, yeah. I had another song that's also the best song ever, and truly the, like, if you, you know what I mean? Like, you listen to a song, you're like, Jesus, I would love to have written a song like that. The best song ever. I'll play that one next. But just quick note from us here at the station, you know, maybe you guys want to change up the vibe and listen to something other than really good music on your Monday nights. Rather, your mornings, maybe on the way to work in your car. Maybe you want to tune into WRCT and catch Democracy Now, which is a national, daily, independent, award-winning news program. Democracy Now! Hosts real debates between people who substantially disagree, and it's on WRCT every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. So catch it here in the morning at WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. I'm DJ Addy. This is 100% Natty. I'm here every Monday night, 10 p.m. to 11. So thank you for tuning in. I probably have one, maybe two more songs that I want to play left. Yeah, appreciate your guys' support. WRCT Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
That's fits and starts by Ashray Fax. Yeah, funny story behind that band. I think they were active in like the late 90s, early 2000s in North Carolina and didn't really get a ton of traction. But then their records were reissued. I mean, they always had kind of an anachronistic, you know, kind of timeless sound. I guess they reissued their records in like the mid 2010s or maybe early 2010s. It was when I was in college, and then everyone wanted to listen to it, and so they actually started touring then, which is crazy, just 15 years too after they had actually put out the music. But before that, I think I'd played 13 by Big Star. It's the best song ever written, man. And yeah, so one more track and then I'm out of here, guys. So thank you for tuning in. This is WRCT. I'm DJ Addy. This is my show 100% Addy. Every Monday night, tune in. Thanks for tuning in. WRCT.
a band hailing from the Pacific Northwest. That was Best Kissers in the World with their song Picking Flowers For from the early 1990s, wrapping up that set of music. Before that, how about some Thor? How about Thor? I went back to, I don't even know what album I went back to, but I went back to the song Creature Feature, and I'll tell you a little Thor story after I finish telling you the rest of those songs, so I don't want to get too sidetracked, what I tend to do. Before the Thor, how about some Drive-By Truckers and Let There Be Rock? I played that for three reasons. One is it name drops AC/DC and Bon Scott, and I already mentioned earlier this evening or this afternoon that today would have been Bon Scott's birthday. Also, it mentions Molly Hatchet, who I believe, maybe the radio calendar will tell me, coming up here in about 40 minutes, coming to town or came to town. They're going to be down at the Vinosky Winery in Ross Traver, so I that's two. Three, it's a great song. It is the Drive-By Truckers. It is a great song. And then I guess there's a fourth, Let There Be Rock. Let There Be Rock, that's the song I played before the Drive-By Truckers. Yeah, no, actually, I played Bill Haley in the comments. But that song, Rockin' Round the Clock, hit number one on this day 66 years ago, back in 1955. And what's significant about that, they say that is the day that rock and roll was born. So happy birthday, rock and roll. Thanks, Bill Haley. And hopefully you guys are all rocking around the clock. See, that's what I'm saying. Let there be rock. Let there be a mockster, not getting too far off on a tangent. What? There's none of that. None of that. Let's talk about that Thor thing I was telling you about. What is that? Well, I wasn't telling you yet. You know what? This coming Thursday, so I don't care which day you're listening to this program, this coming Thursday and Friday, so the encore too, your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, is going to have Thor on his show. Thor called him up and said, "Hey, dude, I've got a new single, eh?" And he really doesn't talk like that, but, and he'd probably punch me in the face if, let's just say, let's back up. Let's erase that part, and let's just say Thor's going to be on Courts in Session, and they're going to be talking about, he's got a new album coming out, he's got a new single, which I'm just going to allude or presume that Eric Jackson Lurie is going to debut. I could be wrong, but I do know that Thor is going to be on his program this Thursday at, I don't know the time, but his show starts at, I think it's 8, isn't it? Isn't it, EJL? Is your show on at 8? It is. If you're not familiar with the show, it's called Courts in Session, and it's 2 to 2.5 hours of new music by your favorite classic artists. That's rock and roll, that's country, it's soul, it's all that stuff, and it's hosted by Eric Jackson Lurie, who, what else should I say about him? I mean, his mom told me I should say he's a nice guy, so he's a nice guy, I can say that. He also thinks I have an obsession with the tanning booth. He does, and apparently he must have met me in really bad light because I honestly hate the sun. I will implode if I'm out in the sun too far. In fact, the Dead Milkman summed it up with what I feel about the beach.
Sand is hurting my tender feet. The air smells like rotting fish and solar cane. I hate the people on the beach with their towels and umbrellas. They're so insane.
I don't want to be on the beach now. I don't want to be on the beach now. I don't want to be on the beach. I don't want to be on the beach now.
I hate my girlfriend. She lies on the beach like a barrier reef, soaking up the stupid sun while the radio is blasting fun, fun, fun.
I don't want to be on the beach now. I don't wanna be on the beach now, fun! I don't wanna be on the beach! I don't wanna be on the beach now, fun! No! I don't wanna be on the beach now, fun! I don't wanna be on the beach now, fun! I don't wanna be on the beach! I don't wanna be on the beach!
That is the Monkey Wrench doing their version of Rodriguez's Sugar Man here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Rodriguez tomorrow celebrating birthday number 79. The Monkey Wrench, I believe that album actually came out on Jim Kerr Records. So I mentioned earlier from Simple Minds, not the same guy, but I'm just telling you, there was a record label called Jim Kerr Records, and I'm just babbling. Speaking of babbling, Porno for Pyros in there with Tahitian Moon because Peter, I can't even say his name right, Peter DiStefano, guitarist for Porno for Pyros. Yeah, his birthday's tomorrow, and he's turning 56 years old. Played some surf punks in there with My Beach. If you're unfamiliar with the Surf Punks, kind of a short-lived project from the 1980s. Dennis Dragon was the leader of the band, and you might know Dennis's brother Daryl Dragon. Yeah, the captain from Captain and Tennille. Yeah, so I played My Beach from the Surf Punks because before that, I played some Dead Milkmen. Yes, I played some Dead Milkmen with their beach song because I hate the beach. I do. I hate the sand. I hate, give me a pool, I'm okay. I hate the beach. I hate the sun. It's all about the hate. And the, it's like 100 degrees out, Moxter. Do you like that? I don't like the heat. No. So I digress. But you know what? Between your job, your family, and other demands on your time, life can get pretty busy. And I want you to take time for yourself. And you know what I want you to do? Schedule an eye exam today or tomorrow, but one of these days. Today or tomorrow. That's all I'm giving you, those options. Because you may be surprised to see what you've been missing. For more information, you can visit nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes. This message from the National Eye Institute at the National Institutes of Health. And, of course, your friends here at WRCT, which is me, the Moxter. Going back to one of my favorite pop albums from the 1990s. It was a little indie album that came out from a band from Indianapolis, Indiana, called Nina Foundry. Album is actually called Last Summer, so that kind of fits in with a summer theme, which I don't have going, but it's summertime, so why not play something? And I'm just going to start off with the single It's Summer Somewhere. Tell yourself this is gonna be
Always, 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 always mother's got a hairdo to be done. She says they're too old for toys. Stood by the bus stop with a felt pen in this suburban hell. And in the distance, a police car to break the suburban spell.
I dreamt I was wrong. But if
title track from their Howl CD. That is the band My Little Brother here on the Viva Lamont radio program. Before that, the Pet Shop Boys. Probably my favorite Pet Shop Boys song, Neil Tennant of the Pet Shop Boys. He turns 66 years old today. No, 67 years old. Yeah, 2020 messes me up or messed me up because I decided it didn't exist, so everybody's a year younger, but... Neil Tennant, it is his birthday tomorrow, actually, tomorrow. Suburbia, the track I played for you. Some Stranglers in there as well. Played just some Always the Sun because I know it's been raining a little bit this week, towards the end of the week, but man, Always the Sun has been out there. Always the Sun, which means it's summertime, and it is summertime somewhere, which is here in the Steel City. Nina Foundry from their last summer album gave us Summertime Somewhere. Guitarist, the guitarist for Nina Foundry was a dude named Carl Bremmel. Carl Bremmel, after he left Nina Foundry, found himself playing guitar with My Morning Jacket. And he's got, I think, 3 solo albums out. So he's done some stuff. He's done some stuff. Hey, you know what? We are approaching, we got, what, about 8.5, 9 minutes before we get to the top of the hour. Top of the hour, if all goes well, you're going to get a radio and a music calendar. If you don't get those, that means the Moxster just ran out of time and... he apologizes, and we'll get you one in the future. How about that? So it's just been one of those weeks, and I want to get at least 2 hours of radio in for you. I do want to let you know that it was actually on this day or right around this time. Let's say it that way. But let's say it was this week. I like it that. This week, the number one song back in 1977, so that was 44 years ago, was Undercover Angel by Alan O'Day. The Moxster got a chance to see Alan O'Day live in concert, and he performed that. But he wasn't actually the artist on tour. He was a member of the Archers, and he during the set they stopped and let him do his hit. But he played down at the 31st Street Pub, and it was Arch Hall Jr. and the Archers. So let's just take a little flashback in honor of the late Alan O'Day with something by Arch Hall Jr. and the Archers.
Summertime girl, you're the best one yet.
little twang associated with Dwayne Eddy. Dwayne Eddy from his Twanging Up a Storm, from his Twanging Up a Storm album with My Baby Plays the Same Old Song on His Guitar All Night Long. That's a long title. It is a long title, but it's what I would expect from a song penned by Lee Hazelwood. Yeah, I told you it was his birthday, or celebrating the anniversary of his birth today as Lee is no longer with us. But I want to play some Dwayne Eddy to kind of wrap up that set of music, because before that was Pittsburgh's own Teen Riot with their single Summertime Girl, because it's summertime. You got to play that Summertime Girl when it's summertime. In fact, I've decided I'm leaving Teen Riot as my background music. Just for you. And Teen Riot, I played that one specifically, or just that band specifically, because when Arch Hall Jr. and the Archers was in town, the one and only time in the last 20-plus years that I've been in Pittsburgh, they were the opening band. So I thought I'd play that. And speaking of the Arch Hall Jr., I start off the entire set with some Run, Vicky, Run from Arch Hall Jr. and the Archers. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva Lamont. Don't forget, the American Red Cross wants you and your family to be prepared for any emergency. You can download any of their free mobile apps and have critical information of what to do in the event of an emergency right there in the palm of your hands. Find them by searching Red Cross in Apple iTunes, Google Play Stores, and wherever you get your apps. I got a radio and a music calendar hopefully coming up in a few minutes. I'm trying. We're seeing if this can work. It's been a rough week for the Monster, but let's see what happens after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mike Lenore with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Infections like polio, smallpox, and measles used to be as common as coronavirus is today, but now we have life-saving vaccines for those and other diseases. Sadly, too many children still go unvaccinated. Choosing to delay or refuse vaccine puts your child and other children at serious risk. So talk to your child's doctor today about vaccines. And for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh. You are listening to the Deep Blues Hour here on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Steve, your host for 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. And in this next hour, we're going to hear from Charlie Musselwhite from a nice release called One Night in America. Tampa Red on his slide guitar from the 1930s. Frankie Lee Sims as well, recorded in 1970 for Specialty Records. And we're also going to hear from Frank Frost, the Midnight Prowler. It's all coming up here on this hour, the Deep Blues Hour. Let's get the show started with none other than Bobby Blue Bland. This was recorded in 1974. This is called Yolanda. Bobby Blue Bland, here on the Deep Blues Hour.
movie.